we're off to the races. That's right. It's The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim.
That's us.
That's us. I'm going to start off by telling you about Tri-State Livestock News, but I want to remind you, coming up quick, we've got a lot of good stuff, including Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. And the horse industry as well is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. Just go to tsln.com. You can get lots of information there. Plus, you can subscribe to get their weekly publication.
A place like no other. This region of the Sandhills is an outdoor enthusiast's dream. From rolling sandhills to the winding Niobrara River, there's always adventure around the bend. And how do you find out more? You go to visitvalentine.com. Plan your next memory-making trip to the Sandhills in Cherry County. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you and your family. Kim, what do you have to share?
Well, I actually have a controversial little joke. You and I go back and forth. We can't decide if we should do it or not. So I'm just going to do it and put it in the done file.
Let the chips fall.
All right. A woman standing nude looks in the bedroom mirror and says to her husband, "I look horrible. I feel fat and ugly. Please pay me a compliment." The husband replies, "Your eyesight's perfect." He never even heard the shot.
All right.
Okay, that's off the list.
Okay, you can put that one away.
All right.
Okay, Ron Swanson's best one-liner. Zach Dean at KVSH and Valentine handed these to me the other day. "That is a canvas sheet, the most versatile object known to man. It can be used to make tents, backpacks, shoes, stretchers, sails, tarpaulins, and I suppose, in the most dire of circumstances, it can be a surface on which to make art." Ron Swanson said that, okay? Only one bad word, taxes. Several people will probably agree with that. "And when people get too chummy with me, I like to call them by the wrong name to let them know that I don't really care."
Oh, my.
That's kind of rude, isn't
it? Well, but it probably gets the point across.
"I've cried twice in my life, once when I was 7 and I was hit by a school bus. And then again, when I heard that little Sebastian had passed." You got to know who little Sebastian
was. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
"Capitalism, God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor."
Wait.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, maybe not any more of those today. We'll save more of those for another time. See if you're brave enough to do it. "Only in America do we use the word politics to describe the process."
Oh, yeah.
"As well, poly in Latin meaning many and ticks meaning blood-sucking creatures."
I wondered where the rest of that went. "Only in America do they have drive-up ATM machines with Braille lettering." Think about that for a second. "And did you ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair, but it darkens our skin?" That's interesting, too.
Okay, wait a minute now. My turn. "Why women can't put on mascara with their mouths closed. Have you ever wondered that? Or ever wonder, why don't you ever see the headline, Psychic Wins Lottery?"
I've heard that one before somewhere.
Well, you can't really help but ask. "And ever wonder why is abbreviated such a very long word?"
How come they couldn't just say ABR?
I don't know.
Which I think you can abbreviate it as ABR.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, just kind of silly. Ever wonder why it is doctors call what they do practice? Those are just a few more. Ever wonders. Here again is another piece from the Saturday Evening Post titled, "Who's Old?" "I've sure gotten old. I've had 2 bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, new knees, fought prostate cancer and diabetes. I'm half blind, can't hear anything quieter than a jet engine, take 40 different medications that make me dizzy, winded, and subject to blackouts. Have bouts with dementia, have poor circulation, hardly feel my hands and feet anymore. Can't remember if I'm 85 or 92. Have lost all my friends, but thank God, I still have my driver's license."
Got to keep the driver's license, right? If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening then to great radio stations like Brookings, South Dakota's KBRK, 1430 AM. And you'll hear more of The Good Stuff.